You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Josh Norris will join us, Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. We'll get his help on props here. And we got a lot of props to talk about, including giving props, which we'll get to in a second here and tell you how you can sign up. But all of this, and this segment brought to you by PropSwap. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. The football playoffs are here, and PropSwap is your cash in. Find the best odds on PropSwap when you buy directly from other bettors. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. So before we get to giving props this week, and we'll congratulate our winner from week two of our contest here on the BetQL website, how about this? A DeMar DeRozan ticket on the move in giving props. You guys see this? DeMar DeRozan?
Mm-mm.
So a DeMar DeRozan 2022 NBA MVP ticket is on the move here. 45-1 odds. And what's this? The price is going for over $200. And it's moving up the bidding here for DeMar DeRozan. You could obviously just buy this or you could bid on it. And the bid continues to go up. But like, if you look at the bidding, it was about $162 on December 29th. It's now up over close to $300. This is interesting because I don't think DeMar DeRozan has a real chance to win the MVP.
I wouldn't spend a dollar on that. No, I really wouldn't. Would you spend a dollar on it?
No.
I wouldn't either. He's not winning. He might be top five. He has no chance of winning the award. None. Part of the reason is Zach LaVine. The other part is you have to bank on the Bulls to be probably a top two seed for them because there isn't that one superstar for them.
Right.
Probably need to be like a top two seed in the East, and he's going to beat all these other names up there. He's going to beat out Morant and Embiid. And let's not even talk about the top of the list with Giannis and Steph, who you know is going to turn it back on. No, I wouldn't spend a dollar to waste.
Why do you think this is jumping so much? Because he's still in that 33-1 range where someone wants to buy it and hope he gets on a hot streak, and then, boom, you sell it again?
Good question.
Yeah,
do you really think they're going to? He has a chance to win? There's some sort of a path? I mean, we're until late January now.
Right, I'm just trying to get in the heads of the people on PropSwap right now that are bidding this thing up. I mean, you gave your thought you wouldn't spend a dime. I don't think he has a real chance to actually win the award. And, like sometimes I will jump into the futures market with the idea that I might cash out. I did that with Micah Parsons in the NFL, right? I thought it was good value at 30-1. I jumped on Defensive Player of the Year. I realized at some moment he's not going to win this, and I cashed out. So maybe that's the thought where, like, I get it now, and I hold it, and I try to get out again. I'm trying to figure out the thought process here on this particular prop swap ticket.
I know what my thought process would be if I'm the seller. That's a smart move to get that out there.
Sure.
You might want to unload that one soon.
Yeah, so, all right. I'm gonna monitor that one. It's an interesting angle. All right, let's talk about giving props here. Guys, speaking of props, back for round three of the postseason. Look, if you missed it, free-to-play contest, and if you miss the first 2 weeks, not a problem. You can jump in right now. New props, which we're going to dive into, and another $2,000 up for grabs. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. 10 new props are posted right now. Most correct picks this week win $2,000. And if you sign up now into this round, automatically entered for a grand prize of $10,000. And before we go any further, let's give a congratulations to William D., a resident of Kentucky, on winning the round two. William D.
Perfect 10-0, right?
I would imagine so. I didn't see that, but I imagine last week it took 10-0. I imagine it took 10-0 again.
I believe Paul mentioned that it was another 10-0. It's probably going to be a 10-0 every time.
It was.
I mean, think about how many people are going to sign up. You're not going to win an 8-2. You're going to need to hit these. So let's dive in. Here's what we have for this week. And as I've said, every time we've talked about these, Aaron, they're all tough, right? I haven't looked at any of these props any of these weeks and said, oh, easy. I mean, I've had some feelings either way, but I haven't felt easy. Let's go through them. Ja'Marr Chase over under 93.5 receiving yards. It's a big number. But he's Ja'Marr Chase.
Do you guys, anybody have a strong opinion?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In four of the last five games, he went over. Mm-hmm. But he had that one 26-yard game at the Browns January 9th. But he's flown over this.
Yes, he has. So I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Burrow is next at 284.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going over Burrow or you're going over Chase, don't you have to go over both? Or if you're going under, aren't we looking to go under on both?
I agree. I actually was thinking over on both. I also like the over on the total.
They're both, and I bring that up because, like Aaron just mentioned, Ja'Marr Chase, he's over in four of the last five games, over this specific number, 93.5. Know what happened with Burrow? He's over four of the last five games. The same four with Chase. So that's how it's worked out in the last five games. If Burrow goes over, Chase is going over. They go under. It makes sense. They're correlated. So they're linked up together. So if I'm going over on Chase or Burrow, I'm going to go over both of them. If you think they won't have a high passing attack, it won't go to Chase much, I would go under on both of them. For Burrow to get to 285, Chase has to have a big game. So I think strategy-wise, you might have a slight advantage with two of them here since you have that connection quarterback to receiver paired up. And, you know, it's the same for the Kansas City side, right?
Which maybe makes this week easier in a sense. I mean, you have two games, right? If you have a feeling on the games, you could play that kind of game theory and, okay, I think this is a high-scoring game, passing game. This team has to come back. You kind of put that together. My lean will be over on both of these guys. I think the Bengals will be down. I think they're going to have to throw their way to a chance to win this game. And it doesn't take 10 catches for Ja'Marr Chase to do this. You know, Burrow could still spread the ball around. Ja'Marr Chase, and we heard Andy yesterday on the show, we played the clip of Andy Reid talking about how Ja'Marr Chase is just unbelievable. He takes a 5-yard pass and he goes. So I like the over on both of these. It is interesting to kind of correlate it to the props, you know, where you shop around. Like just, you know, a FanDuel, I wonder what Ja'Marr Chase's number is. I wonder how much more you're asking him in this matchup versus. So his total on FanDuel is 85.5. And his total on the BetQL giving props is 93.5. Burrow's lined more the same. If you look at Joe Burrow on FanDuel right now, he's at 287.5. You actually get a break on Burrow. That's interesting.
I like the over on both of them. Chase's number will probably climb. So by the time we get to Sunday, maybe it's going to be closer to the giving props number. But I definitely go over. So if the Bengals are leading, how'd they get there? Likely behind Burrow's arm. Mm-hmm. If the Bengals are trailing, I think you're going to be in a good spot for him to go and hit that 285 mark. So I would go over on both Chase and Burrow. But I'm someone who likes the over in the game.
Mahomes, over under 2.5 touchdowns passing.
He's gone over in both playoff games over this number of 2.5, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. It wasn't automatic, but games with very high totals like this, I love betting Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns. I really like this. I like this. It just scares me.
I like the over on the first three.
Yeah, it does a little bit. But hey, it sounds like you agree that we're going to have a high-flying game, right?
I mean, I already bet the over on that game, so it makes sense. Yeah. Like you say, you got to be consistent. And just looking at what they've done in the last five games, it makes sense to me to bet the over.
He's gone at 6 of his 10 career playoff games. He's gone over 2.5 touchdowns. This is pretty routine for him. 60% of the time, he goes over this. I can't bet under Patrick Mahomes' touchdowns. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, I have to go over two. Hill over under 6.5 receptions. Here's an under I actually like. Tyreek Hill.
We agree on everything.
But that's not good for our audience and people out there. So Tyreek Hill has had an interesting season, and when he has this, like, let's pretend his props this every week, and I know it's not. He has weeks where he flies over 11, 12 catches, but he's also had quite a number of weeks of 5, 2, 4, 4, 6, 5, 3. I don't think they're going to need him to have 10 catches in this game. I go the under. It's a very big number.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone under this mark of 6.5 receptions in 4 of his last 5 games. And when they played late in the regular season, 6 catches under for 40 yards on 10 targets. I would also go under.
I like the under, too. It's the next one I'm really torn on.
All right, what do you got, Aaron?
This one is...
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
76.5.
His yards are all over the place. So the 76.5, it's like... Okay, 96, 108, 34, 25, 191, 27, 74, 190. I mean, that one I don't have a good feel for. I'm thinking under. If I close my eyes, like Joe G says to do, I think under, but he's capable of going over. So that one is a toss-up. That seems like one of the hardest ones to me in the list.
Okay, so I like Mahomes over on the touchdowns. I said Tyreek under on the receptions. If Mahomes is getting at least 3 touchdowns, where are they going? Maybe one to Tyreek. Don't you think one will go to Kelce? Now, I know we're not doing touchdowns. Yeah. We're doing yards. And you're right. He's gone under this number, 76.5, 5 times in his last 6 games. But both playoff games, he flew over. Mm-hmm. And remember, he was just coming off the COVID list the last time they played when he was unimpressive. He got into the end zone, but it was like 25 yards in the game. I think we're going to have a big Kelce game against this Bengals defense.
So I'm
going to go over 76.5 on it.
I will go under with Aaron. But I just to point out another little tax that you have to pay on this compared to, let's say, FanDuel and their total here. They have it at 72.5. And in the contest here, BetQL 76.5. So two thoughts. One, it's just a little bit different, so keep your eye on that as you pick your props for giving props. But two, if you really like some of these sides, like if you like Ja'Marr Chase and you like Travis Kelce, you might as well go bet him on FanDuel. Like, you might as well put him in because if you like him at 76, well, they're going to go over the 72 or whatever the number is. All right, so we hit on all of the Chiefs-Bengals props. Let's dive into Rams and the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo over under 229.5 passing yards.
I want to say the number was the same as last week, and he's gone way under 200, not 229, under 200 in the 2 playoff games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go under again.
131-172.
Yeah, Shanahan doesn't want to have this guy lose the game for him, and it's going to be more rushing like we've seen, like we've expected, but I know the elements, we're not going to be dealing with that, so you could make a case for the over. It is a low number, but I'm gonna go. I don't feel as strong as the KC ones, but I lean under.
On January 9th at the Rams, 316, the other Rams game, 182.
Yeah, and then 182, he was very efficient, and they didn't have to throw, right? They were winning. They won that game by a lot.
Yep.
And then the January game, they needed to throw. He needed to throw the football because they were down 17-0. They really had no choice as that game progressed.
He had 2 interceptions in that game, too.
So here's an interesting nugget on this. So I'm looking at his career. He's 6-0 in his career against the Rams. 68.3 completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's basically Jimmy G, right? Good completion percentage, a pick a game, good, some metrics are out there. 258.5 yards per game against the Rams in 6 games. He's played well against them. The picks are there, right? He'll throw a pick a week. That kills you. But he's thrown the football well against the Rams. He's moved the football against the Rams. If he was healthy, I'd go over. Joe, I tend to be with you on the Shanahan doesn't want to play it like this. We have about 90 seconds. Does anyone else have any we haven't hit on yet do you like?
Yeah. Mitchell is 66.5 rushing yards. Cup is 95.5 receiving yards. Stafford, 278.5. Stafford, I have no idea. I mean, that's just a question mark for me. Cup, 95.5. We saw what he did on Sunday late. Last 12 regular season games, Cup had at least 95 yards, and the number's 95.5. The last 12, I'm going to go Cup over, and rushing yards, he didn't get there in the last game, but the 6 before that, He's getting at least 21 carries. I think it's going to be a Mitchell game. He's going to get at least 67 rushing yards. So I go Mitchell over, Kupp over. A lot of overs. I'm not comfortable with that.
I like Kupp. And, you know, we talked about the taxes you're paying compared to just FanDuel's with Jamar Chase, with maybe Kelsey. It's the opposite with Cooper Kupp. His FanDuel prop is 103.5. Just, you get Kupp under 100 yards receiving?
Oh, geez.
Hammer it.
This feels free.
Take it. That's my favorite one. Cooper Kupp. He's automatic. He's the best receiver in the NFL. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. On the other side, Josh Norris, our Odyssey NFL fantasy football insider. We'll get his thoughts on some of these props and his feeling on conference championship weekend. That's next, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.